So, mandatory quarantine at home or in a hotel, more checkpoints near ports and airports, more checkpoints near the border with the north. Who will police the plan and how? Let's talk to Dermot O'Brien, Assistant General Secretary, Secretary General rather, of the Garda Representative Association. Dermot O'Brien, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
How will this plan change what your members are doing to police the pandemic from what they're doing at the moment?
Well, Gavin, our members are policing the pandemic, and thankfully the vast majority of members of the Irish public have been very, very cooperative in relation to it. There have been occasions where we've had to implement fines and so forth. It's going to change drastically for us from the perspective of the border area. And what we are seeking is a clear plan for policing the border. It must be developed, resourced and communicated to Gardaí, because too often the government have decided on policy first, which they've done here without giving due consideration to the practicalities of the implementation. But this leaves our members exposed on the front line trying to deliver what we would class as an unrealistic expectation. And you look at the border area, how many crossings are at the border? I think there's 300 something plus border crossings. And you detract that back 5 kilometres into the south. All those roadways have to be policed in order to bring about what the government are seeking to do in relation to people coming into the country.
And do you expect, for example, to be able to turn people away if they've come 5 kilometres into the border?
Well, the legislation is there in relation to that, and Statutory Instrument 701 of 2020 would give a list of reasonable excuses for the 5 kilometre rule. And one of those wouldn't be that you could arrive into Belfast and travel down to, say, Waterford, because obviously that's far more than 5 kilometres. So the legislation covers that, and Gardaí can ask people to return. Now, failure to comply is an offence which can be you can be arrested for. But we don't want to be clogging up Garda stations with people coming over the border, travelling in through Belfast or through Dublin and so forth.
How will you make sure, for example, that someone who has entered the country is quarantining at home?
Gavin, this comes back to the unrealistic expectations again. There's legislation there that allows us to check on people at their front door. There is no legislation there to enter a private home to check on these people. And if there were, how is that going to be done? What proofs are required? Now, in relation to that, Gavin, if you look at the first port of call for any person coming into this country is a passport check. So your previous speaker was on there about travellers with negative tests coming in, PCR tests within 72 hours, self-isolating on arrival, people from South Africa and Brazil having to isolate in state-run quarantine hotels. The first person they're going to meet is a member of An Garda Síochána. Now, what we will be seeking there, if we are going to be asked to go into these premises to check on people, is a vaccination rollout. It's required. How can you expect our members to deal with these people coming into the country, potentially bringing in COVID? And I'm not saying that is the case, but if they're being asked to quarantine, the potential is there. A vaccination, a rollout, a clear rollout for our members is required.
And what's your understanding of what you'll be asked to do near the airport? I mean, are you going to be asked, for example, to stop someone and ask them, are they on their way out of the country, and get them to turn back?
Well, I keep referring to the legislation because there's reasonable excuses there. And if someone is living abroad, they have an entitlement to travel. So it has to be, there has to be a reasonable excuse for you to have to travel abroad. Now, going to the Canary Islands or going on holidays isn't a reasonable excuse. However, if something happens to someone abroad, a relation of yours, and you have to get home, that is a reasonable excuse. Or if you're traveling for business. But otherwise, yes, Gardaí will be doing their job and turning people back.
Do you expect to have a role? Do Gardaí expect to have a role, for example, in those who are going to be asked to isolate or quarantine at airport hotels?
Well, this is a difficulty, and I come back to unrealistic expectations and the unknown and what the government are doing. They're rolling out policies first. They're not giving due consideration to the practicalities and the implementation of them. I mean, if Gardaí have to enter hotels and rooms, it comes back to the fact that if someone is in a room, that's their private area that they're in. Where's our entitlement to go in? Our entitlement could be there to knock on the door and ask a question. But I keep coming back to the fact, if someone is vaccinated, if someone is quarantining in a hotel, there may be the potential there for COVID-19 to be there. And our members have been asked to expose themselves to that, as they are on a daily basis. So I come back to the point about the practicalities of it. What's going to be implemented for our members before they can go and do this? But we're as much in the dark as you are at the moment. There's vagueness around the whole thing.
Dermot O'Brien, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Dermot O'Brien, Assistant Secretary General of the Garda Representative Association. 7:25.